This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The discussion on Operation Sindoor is expected to begin in Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had earlier informed that a special discussion on the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response under the Operation Sindoor will be held during the ongoing monsoon parliament session. Mr. Rijiju said that this was decided during the Business Advisory Committee meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा करने के लिए तैयार है स्पेशल डिस्कशन ऑन टेररिस्ट अटैक इन पहलगाम एंड इन रेस्पॉन्स टू दैट द ऑपरेशन सिंदूर कैरिड आउट बाय इंडियन आर्म फोर्सेस इस पे हम चर्चा करेंगे सरकार ने एग्री पहले दिन से किया है मंडे से लोकसभा में 16 आवर्स के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी और ट्यूजडे को राज्यसभा में फिर 16 घंटे के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor has demonstrated to the world how India will respond if its sovereignty is attacked. Mr. Modi said that the military operation has instilled a new sense of self-confidence across the country. He was speaking at the birth anniversary celebrations of the iconic Chola king Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikonda Cholapuram in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister said Operation Sindoor also provided that there are no safe havens for enemies and terrorists targeting India.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran duniya ne dekha hai ki koi agar Bharat ki suraksha aur samprabhuta par hamla karta hai to Bharat use kaise jawab deta hai. Operation Sindoor ne dikha diya hai कि भारत के दुश्मनों के लिए आतंकवादियों के लिए अब कोई ठिकाना सुरक्षित नहीं है
Prime Minister also announced that grand statues of Chola emperors Rajaraja Chola and Rajendra Chola I will be erected in Tamil Nadu to honor their contributions to Indian history and culture. Prime Minister said the Cholas established strong political and trade ties with Sri Lanka, the Maldives, and Southeast Asia. Mr. Modi also praised Tamil Nadu's deep Shaivite traditions and noted that more than 30 stolen antiquities retrieved by the Union government from across the globe belong to Tamil Nadu. United States and the European Union have finalized a comprehensive trade deal that places a 15% tariff on most EU goods entering the United States. US President Donald Trump and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen announced last night that they have reached a deal to end a transatlantic tariffs standoff and avert a full-blown trade war. The agreement came as the clock ticked down on an August 1 deadline for the European Union to strike a deal with Washington or face an across-the-board US levy of 30%. The leaders of Thailand and Cambodia will meet in Malaysia today for talks aimed at resolving a deadly border dispute. The Thai acting Prime Minister Phum Tham Vechaichai will lead Bangkok's delegation, while Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet is also expected to attend the talks. Meanwhile, death toll in Thailand-Cambodia border clashes has risen to 32 and more than 130 people have been injured. Cambodians are fleeing the border with Thailand as clashes continue for the fourth day yesterday. Thailand had declared martial law in border areas amid fighting with Cambodia. Speaking to reporters in Scotland last night, US President Donald Trump said he warned both the countries that future trade agreements with Washington would be suspended if hostilities continue. In chess, Grandmaster Kuneru Hampi and International Master Divya Deshmukh are set to face off in rapid and blitz tie breaks this afternoon to decide the winner of the FIDE Women's World Cup in Batumi, Georgia. In cricket, India pulled off a great fight back to hold England to a draw in the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford, keeping the series alive. The men in blue batted for more than five sessions in their second innings to reach 425 for four when the draw was agreed upon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.